Wow. All right, everybody, welcome to the After Disaster. Little thing called a podcast. Which, by the way, is a terrible name for this, because that implies you're listening to it on an iPod. And I don't think everybody does that, but we'll debate that on another time. I wonder how people do listen to this. Probably in their car, right? Or at the gym.
I think work.
I love that.
Work.
People are listening to a show at work.
I think a lot of people, myself included, I should not be admitting this, Michael, but I've been known to listen to other things during
work
programs.
You're working on a radio program and you're listening to another program? That is very, very difficult.
Been known to do that.
I attempted to listen to a podcast. I attempted to watch Netflix while I was editing a video. Mm. Not workable.
Hey, let's check the levels right real quick. It sounds horrible.
I don't know. It seems
I'm overmodulated.
Seems all right to me. I don't know what that means, but I can hear you nice and clear.
Check one, two, check.
Oh God, I gotta go to a point.
I gotta go turn myself down.
All right,
kill time. We got so much to talk about. We killed something.
We do.
We have a lot to talk about.
A lot to talk about, but I don't know if we're gonna get to it.
Oh, of course we're gonna get to
it. I know we are, but I don't know if we're gonna be able to build it up to. I don't know if we're gonna be able to properly explain the impact that a little place called Death Valley had on our lives. It didn't have an impact. It was just an enjoyable time. Anderson and I took a road trip together. And if you know me, you know that I'm not comfortable going anywhere with other people. I like to be by myself. Did you know that, Anderson, that I'm not comfortable going places with other people?
Yes.
That even though I was very comfortable on this trip, shockingly so, I wasn't comfortable going on trips with my own girlfriend of years. It was always uncomfortable. That's why I like to be in the car by myself.
Hey. Yeah, check it out. Sound much better now.
Do you?
Sound fantastic.
Good.
Man. Yeah, we're in here sans Tyler. What happened was Mike and I went on a road trip, as he was discussing right there. And Tyler, we thought it'd be funny. We were posting things, and Tyler was very hurt about it. And he will not return our calls, and he won't return our texts.
I don't know if he was really hurt.
Well, he won't. He's not here, is he?
You know what, though? We didn't invite him.
I know.
That's kind of weird.
I thought it was funny. Well, we went out there to be two nerds in the desert taking pictures.
Yeah.
That was our aim, and we delivered.
First things first.
I'm just joking about Tyler before it gets any farther than that. He is in New York doing God knows what, but he may or may not call in.
Hope he does.
Yes, I know that you don't like taking
very positive, very, very good trip. Biggest disappointment?
Mm.
I got home. Mm-hmm. Downloaded all that stuff to my computer. Uh-huh. Almost every one of my photos is out of focus.
Really?
Almost everyone.
Why is that?
I don't know. Manually focused in pitch black.
You want mine?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll give you mine.
No, almost everyone. I think I have like six or seven that aren't out of focus, and they're not anything I care about.
What we should do is just a quick little, we'll run another trip, because I mean, there's enough that happened there that I think we can talk about it, and we might yield something good out of it. Like I said, Ty's in New York, so he may or may not join us with phone calls. Yes, I knew that you don't like being in the car with people for long periods of time. I know that you don't like to stay in the same room when sleeping is involved.
You know what's kind of amazing about that trip?
Hmm.
How much time would you guesstimate we spent in the car?
1-800-LOUD-1-1. This is the After Disaster. I'm Anderson Cowan. That's Mike Carano. Ty, perhaps is calling in later. I would estimate
20 hours.
It was a 42 hour trip. We're gone for 42 hours.
So probably 20 hours in the car.
And I'd say about 20 in the car. Maybe 22.
We didn't put on any music or any podcasts. We talked the entire time.
For about half an hour, we put on XM because XM was in there, and we put on Raw Dog, where we became annoyed. We analyzed it, and we talked, or at least I talked about what was wrong with it. Apparently, there's a station on there, and some white man with jowls wearing a suit sitting at a large conference table said, "We should start treating stand-up comedians and their bits like music, and we will put on Ari Sifa and then Bill Burr. We'll have 5 minutes, and then we will go to a random for 5 minutes." And it was
super
comforting.
Annoying. I can't listen to stand-up.
But you don't get the rhythm and the timing. You don't get to trust the comedian. So you just hear them riff on something for 5 minutes, and then you hate them. Or you really like them and you want to hear more, and then it goes on to another guy.
We got home at 5 in the morning.
Yeah, so we
took a shower, felt a million times better after the shower. So much filth came off of me, probably from standing in that miniature river. Do you want to just go over it, or do you want me to do my quick one-line rundown of everything happened, then back and expand?
Let's do that.
Okay. This is the first thing that occurred to me, is I took over an hour to pack for a one-day road trip, and I still didn't feel like I had any. I was prepared.
How much of that was I there for? Because I go pick up Mike, because we were renting a car, which was down the street. I hope this isn't boring for everybody.
It's right now they're riveted. This is fascinating.
So I go to pick up Mike. He lives a few miles down the street from me, and he's panicking, a bit panicked.
Genuinely panicking, though. I was like, I know I'm going to forget something. Guess what? I didn't really bring a change of clothes. I brought a shirt.
The man brought six bags, right?
I brought a lot of crap.
Six bags.
And we still didn't have the stuff we needed.
We're going for...
Like,
we're
I wish we brought the bigger tripods.
One night.
Yeah.
Six bags.
I know, paranoid.
And a cooler.
And I forgot to go to the bank.
And a cooler.
Okay. So I got that part. I'm just going to run down what we did, and then we'll go back. First thing we did was hit the Calico Ghost Town, bought mini saddles.
Hold on real quick. We did buy mini saddles. Stanley is wearing his saddle right now.
I posted a picture on the Facebook page.
Why are you reading off your phone?
I thought you said to run down what we did, then we're going to go back.
Oh, for sure. But like, how do you have it on your phone?
I wrote it down at 5 in the morning.
Wow.
Because I want to remember this.
1-800-LOUD, 1-9-1.
Baker, California, we trespassed a little bit in that rundown filthy hotel.
Yeah, not much.
Most amazing aspect of the trip, which we probably won't talk about, Memorial Day weekend, we hit no traffic.
A, it was Labor Day weekend, and B, he's right.
Okay, we spent our first night on a vista in Death Valley, saw baby foxes. That was cool.
Real quick, I just got freaked out that you said we hit no traffic, because he kept saying that, and I thought as soon as he said that, we were going to hit tons of traffic. And I'm like, stop saying that we hit
traffic.
It
was amazing.
So just now when you said it, I'm like, shh.
Yeah.
But we're not
in the
car
anymore. Incredible that we hit no traffic. We drove at full speed.
We could have gone as fast as we wanted the entire trip.
20 hours in the car.
Yeah.
Baby foxes on the vista. That was fantastic.
Yeah, there's this overlook. What was the name of the overlook? It was
like a Jewish Kabrinsky name. Or something like that.
Vabrinsky or something like that. Yeah, yeah. Overlook with nothing but Jewish, French. But... Well, the ski part is Polish.
No, the French chicks.
French chicks with dresses blowing up.
Yep, we saw that.
And
we saw baby
Germans.
Foxes, fantastic.
And then we're the last ones up there. There's like 9 people. It's amazing.
We were the last
fantastic
ones everywhere we went.
Overlook that overlooked all these dunes. It's one of the better overlooks, and I love national parks, and I've been to I think like 13 or 14, and this is in the top 5. This is a really good national park.
It's pretty great.
Death Valley is fucking phenomenal.
We stayed at the Longstreet Casino, one of our favorite places.
It is.
So impulsively. We didn't plan that, but that's where we stayed. We considered going to Vegas.
We did plenty of times.
We had steaks for dinner.
Oh, they were good.
Scorpions in the parking lot.
We did not eat scorpions.
Wearing sandals, we saw scorpions.
Mm-hmm.
We hit Scotty's Castle.
We did hit Scotty's Castle.
We explored the old processing plant of a gold mine.
We did that. That was
got
before.
Scared by a giant rabbit.
Oh, giant rabbit did come out.
We hiked on a volcano.
We did hike.
Saw a rainbow on the volcano.
Inside the volcano, you can see the ends of both of it. I've never seen that before.
We planned on going out to see the moving rocks. Then we saw our own moving rocks.
We did. We found moving rocks without having to drive off-road for 8 hours.
Two big ones. Flash flood.
Two big ones. What are big ones?
Flash flood.
Yeah, flash flood's giant. Oh, God.
Killed the cat.
Yeah.
That's a trip.
Now, what do we spend time on? I realized that we were going to just do the one line.
Let's go flash flood.
You want to go big. You want to start off big.
Because what if you don't get to anything else?
No reception of any kind. No signal, nothing when you're in Death Valley. All right, so that's something that girlfriends and wives should know that when their husbands or boyfriends are going into Death Valley.
Yes.
Or most national parks, actually. Because I ended up going home and taking the wife to Joshua Tree the very next day. National parks, if you have not been or you don't understand the glory that are national parks, you're going to be awestruck with things that humans are not capable of replicating. Closest I've seen is Cars Land. Car Land.
Mm, yeah.
Cars Land?
Yeah. Cars However, land. If you break down in Cars Land, there's someone there to help.
And they got a popcorn that they'll sell
yes
to you. But you go to a national park, and it's off the grid, and you get, I don't want to say one with nature, but you see things that human beings can't do, and it's cheap as fuck. It's like $15
yes
to get in, and you can almost always stay at a dingy motel, which is half the fun,
yes,
within a 20-minute drive at the most. And so it's a really cheap, fun vacation.
And if you like to drink, there's no place cheaper.
There's a lot, and you're going to meet all sorts of locals. And
yep.
So,
and strangely enough, you're going to see a lot of chicks. I don't know why.
Well, this is Death Valley. You're going off Death Valley.
The I don't know how to set this scene. You're in the desert. You're out there, and when I tell people, we don't have cell phone service, and we're not near anything.
No, like not near anything.
It's you're literally, if you break down, you're stuck. Unless somebody happens to want to buy, which will probably happen about once an hour or less, or maybe not at all.
Well, it depends.
All.
Like when we went to the crater, this is a crater that we went to. It's a 2,000-year-old volcanic crater. It burst 2,000 years ago, which Mike quickly realized was the same time that Jesus was born. So mm-hmm. he just kept yelling, Jesus, it's the same time as Jesus.
He probably did it.
And when we were up there, we were like, we hiked up the trail and we're on top of, like, in between two giant craters. And you could see, I don't know, about 50 miles in any direction. Mm-hmm. And we didn't, I'm sure there's people in the crevices.
No life.
But there, we couldn't see anybody out there. We're like nobody out there. And if we got stuck up there for any reason, no one else was coming up there till morning.
And we're spending the night.
Yeah.
And that's it. If you have an emergency, there's no cell phone service. There's nothing. You're not doing anything. Meanwhile, so we hit some tourist locations, having fun, cruising around, checking out things. We hit almost no rain. However, there was rain around us.
Always around us. And it's the kind of rain you can see it
off
where it's
distance.
Touching the ground.
Yeah.
You can see like the full sheet coming from the cloud and hitting the ground.
Like a mile away, 2 miles away, 5 miles away.
Mm-hmm.
We go to Scotty's castle. We took the tour.
Mike was not impressed.
Very, very warm. It's very humid out. We leave Scotty's castle. We go to check out the volcano. We spend a lot of time at the volcano, at least a couple of hours.
We've been there before, like 4 years ago,
yep.
But all we could remember was that it was really windy. So we wanted to go back and actually look at the volcano, which was much more magnificent than I even remember.
It was great.
Being.
It's fantastic.
One of the coolest places I've ever been in my life.
I commented on how smooth and how perfect the roads are.
Yeah, national parks are known for
they
having good roads.
They are silky, smooth, perfect. Yeah. We split from the volcano. It's about to get dark, and all of a sudden we hit a little spot where there's some rocks in the road and some water.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, I don't want to drive through it. Anderson is gung-ho. Let's go. We can get through it. And we see some other guy about 100 yards down the road.
We run through a couple, like, small little creeks that are
yes.
going across the road.
Yeah.
When it rains hard up in the mountains, and they are mountains. They're, like, 3,000 feet. It all dumps in the mountains, and then that all comes
yeah.
down, and it finds its, like, a little common ground. And it doesn't give a fuck if there's a road there. So it'll start crossing the road at different places.
Even weirder about it is these perfectly paved, incredible asphalt streets. The rocks, the bushes, everything just go right over the road.
Yeah.
Everywhere.
Yeah.
Not like in one little spot. Like, there's nothing to prevent things from. There's no catches.
No catches. There's
just,
there's no ditches on the side of the road. It's just level with all the dirt and the grime.
So we stop. Anderson takes off his shoes. He wades out into this little thing, which on video, by the way, looks like it's an inch deep. It's a lot deeper than that.
Four or 5 inches.
And it's rushing. And there's rocks about 3 to 4 inches big everywhere.
We went over like 4 or 5 little like 100-foot-long breaks with water and rocks and stuff. And I was like, oh, that's kind of cool. Look at that. And then like it was that fourth or fifth one that we got to where it's like, we're not going to get across that. Maybe we can, but probably not.
We walked through it to go check on our German friends who were trying to build a bridge through theirs.
They weren't our friends.
Nope. And they didn't want our help.
No.
They were frantically working, trying to get their car across.
It was a father-son. They were in some kind of, obviously, a rental because they're Germans, and they were from Germany. And I don't think that they had their car shipped over. So it was a rental, some kind of GMC, if I recall.
I don't know. But
it was not a four-wheel drive. It should not have been trying to make it over this. It was a rock slide river. Like
yes.
The river brought half of the mountain onto the road.
They were not going to make it.
They were in the middle of it, and they were frantically working. I don't know what they were.
I think they were building
against.
A bridge.
It looked like they might have. They were moving lots of large rocks,
and they were so busy building they didn't have time to acknowledge
us. So
they're
in the middle of nowhere. Two men walk up on them. Mike wanted to go because he was afraid they might be women, and he wanted to help them. He just kept saying there might be ladies. I'm like, let's just turn around. I don't want to deal with two people. And he kept saying, what if it's two women that are like stranded? We should help them.
Correct.
We got within 50 yards. I could tell they're men. I'm like, it's not too late to just turn around. It'll be a story. They'll be like, two guys walked up, and then they walked away. So
we
Mike
also
said,
concluded
no.
that we'll pull over for chicks and help them anytime.
Mike said we should go up and ask if they need
gentlemen.
Help. So we're barefoot, and it's raw. It hurts the feet a lot to be walking on barefoot. Plus, I have the thought in my head. I haven't told this to share this little detail with Mike yet while we're out there wading through these rivers. But, hey, the river doesn't give a fuck if there's a giant scorpion sitting on the rock. It will wash that fucker off that rock and towards our naked feet. So I was picturing all sorts of scorpions flying by my feet.
I can guarantee we had many bugs brush by us.
I'm sure.
We had to have, because there had to be millions of them rushing by. I mean, hundreds of thousands of them in that going by.
So we get within where we could actually reach out and touch the Germans who were frantically working. And I think that they were maybe racing against nightfall because it was like twilight.
Yeah.
They probably had about 15 more minutes before the sun was completely gone. But we get to within where I could reach out and touch the kid's face.
Yeah.
And went, hey, you need any help? I'm glad I didn't, too. The dad doesn't even bother to look up.
No, he didn't even care.
Didn't even look up. He just continued to frantically move rocks around. And the kid says, what? Like, do you need any help? And no. And then I let him know, hey, if you get across this, I don't think you will, but if you can get across this where we are on the other side, it's smooth sailing. You can get through, probably. Okay, thank you. And then he just went back to doing whatever. It looked like they were doing stuff that's counterproductive, like they were moving things in the wrong direction.
Yeah. Yeah.
But you're out
They might have known something we didn't know. There might have been something behind them they couldn't get through.
Mm-hmm. You're out in the middle of absolute nowhere. You have a dire situation.
Do you think they spent the night there?
Two men walk up and offer help, and they can't even be bothered.
Yep.
That was weird.
Totally weird.
Fucking Germans. Maybe did they think you were Jewish?
I don't know. We saw one other guy, and he was in a four-wheel drive truck, and he was more scared than us.
Yeah, he was really scared. It said 4x4 in giant letters on the side of his Edison vehicle.
He just didn't know what to do, and he didn't want to turn around because he said it's too dark where we're going.
Mm-hmm. Well, he is an Edison man. He's an electric guy.
You know what? Good point. Yeah.
He doesn't like places that aren't.
He's a company man. He's a company man.
They're dark.
So we turned around, and...
About 4 hours out of our way.
Yeah. I don't want to build it up too much like it was life. Threatening, but it was scary.
There was a very good chance that we were going to be sleeping in that rental car. Yeah,
it was Harry going back.
And somebody on one of your vines posted somebody should have sprung for the 4x4. Believe me, that was our plan.
I know.
Was our choice.
That was Anderson's plan. I didn't want to go to the airport to pick up the Jeep.
They didn't have any available locally. We would have had to drive all the way to LAX, which was very far out of the way. Looking back on it, it was actually...
We would have
saved us hours and hours.
Yes. We would have had more fun in the Jeep because we could have gotten in trouble, though.
We probably would have been helping
because we would have gone right through that thing, and we would have gone right through the other one. And I don't know, that drive back though. It was dark, and when it's dark in Death Valley, it's dark, dark. It's not city dark. It's
how do we know that?
Pitch fucking dark.
Hey, welcome to Programs After Disaster. The fuck is Tyler? Really?
We left the volcano at 8:30, I'd say 7:30,
7:45, 8-ish. Yeah, the sun was starting to go down.
We got home 4:30 a.m.
Going home
4:30 a.m.
We stopped once at a Denny's casino.
Yep, one time we stopped.
So we had to backtrack. We backtracked so far. Let's see if this makes sense. About 2.5 hours on the road, getting out of that canyon and the place where the Edison guy was scared of. We had to go through this canyon, which had tons of rivers going over it. But they were small enough that the little rental car could get through. And I got to tell you, I learned something about Mike. If he's in control. If he's like on the gas and behind the wheel, he means business, and he doesn't get fucking freaked out and nervous. You weren't freaking out. You were. If I was driving,
I wanted to get the fuck out of there.
But you seemed calm and collected, more calm than I was. I was like, I was afraid the wife was going to be pissed. I was afraid I was going to piss off Jillian or freak her out.
If we would have been stuck, there would have been people that would have been very, first of all, pissed, and then second of all, terrified.
Concerned,
because we didn't call them.
No
and we
calling.
Couldn't have called them. It would have been 12, 13 hours before we did call them.
I didn't want to put Jillian through that, so I was really worried about that. And but Mike, you didn't seem nervous.
I was totally nervous.
I think the instinct when you're driving across a natural river that is going across a road is to slow down and be cautious. Mike was just gunning through these things, which is the smart thing to do.
I'm not slowing down. Even though I wouldn't buy that rental car after we...
I like that rental car.
No, I wouldn't buy it after we drove over all those rocks.
Yeah, here's how dirty the car was. It was a rental car, and we took it to a car wash on the way back because it was so fucking
in the morning.
Dirty. We drove it through a car wash, which, by the way, Mike's never been through one of those gas station car washes.
Nope.
How do you not go through one of those?
I don't know.
How do you be at your age and never gone through
one? Wash my car by myself.
Uh-huh.
That flash flood was freaky, and I wish the video that I shot on the regular camera looks more hairy, but I wish the video showed. I think you had to be out there in the humid.
Can you dump some
degree.
Of that stuff onto a card or something?
Yeah.
I'm going to put together like a little 3-minute video of everything that we saw and shot, because we went out there for the purpose of shooting stuff, and I don't think either one of us knew just how much cool shit we're going to shoot.
Nope.
So anyways, back to the backtracking. We traveled for about 2.5-3 hours the opposite direction of where we were planning on going, which was home, to get around the floods, and we had been... let's just say call it 3 hours when we stopped at Denny's.
Yeah.
I checked my phone. My phone still said going back the other way that we just come from would be shorter, would be quicker. So we weren't even 3 hours into the old other way. We weren't even, if that makes any sense. Does that make sense?
It was a long, long drive.
It was great, though. And here's what happened after it was before. We still had some more rivers to go over.
Yes.
There was another way that we could have gone through Vegas and stuff, but I didn't really trust either one of us to like zip through Vegas. We might have stopped. Plus, it was another 2 hours out of the way. So we shot through the Death Valley Junction area.
Yes. First time I've been to Death Valley, and we didn't stop at the Opera House.
We drove slow.
I know, but
we
didn't stop. I've never been there and not stopped there.
What is the name of the
Amargosa
Valley is what Mike has been obsessed with all these years. Not actual Death Valley. Amargosa Valley is like right outside of Death Valley.
But we were in real Death Valley.
Real Death Valley. But we're on the straightaway. It's after Denny's and high ground now, so there's no rivers or anything. We're motoring, going about 70, I'd say, straightaway.
Yep.
Almost see the curvature of the Earth, right?
It's pretty long space.
And out of nowhere, as is what happens when you're going 70.
It was somewhere. It wasn't out of nowhere.
75 miles an hour in the pitch black with nothing but headlights. In a split second, we see a cat that's not quite full grown staring straight at us and not making any kind of motion one way or the other. Just nothing. Just kind of looking at us.
Sad moment in the trip.
It was awful. And if I was by myself, I definitely would have gone back to make sure that it was done. And if I was driving...
Oh, it was done.
If I was driving, I would have locked up the brakes, made it worse, and or swerved, probably.
I didn't even budge.
Mike might have accelerated. So both of us...
It happened so fast I didn't have time to accelerate. It was just a clump, clump.
It's not like we were like in tears, but we were both very
unhappy sank. About it.
I said that I would give up the whole trip because like if we didn't go out there, we probably wouldn't... That cat would still be alive or somebody behind us would have killed it like a half hour later. That fucking cat had a good 3 to 4 minutes hearing us coming.
Yeah.
Seeing the lights getting closer.
Yeah.
What are you doing, cat?
It was right near this... We had lunch at a brothel and it was right near the brothel.
Now, it wasn't really... There was a diner that was like... What happens in Death Valley is there's nothing, nothing, nothing. And then there's like a little corner where there'll be... There was a fireworks... They sold fireworks. Legal in Nevada. You could buy fireworks. Right next to that was a gas station with a convenience store with a diner connected to it, which was... Like, if aliens were to abduct you and they wanted to try and make you feel like you're at home, they'd build something that looked like this diner. Like, it looked like the most false bullshit diner ever.
And it kind of was.
It was. And then right behind that was an old motel, which is no longer a motel. It's just rooms, apparently, where there's chicks that you can pay extra money to have shit play.
Yep.
There was a sex menu in the diner, which was, like, somewhat affiliated or whatnot. But there was a diner menu in there. And for sex, and we skimmed through it. No prices, which is unfortunate.
They're not going to have prices. How much? You can't put a price on shit play.
I think they'd see what kind of car you pull up in.
One of the things that I'm glad we did too. I'm glad we stopped.
But there was a menu, and there's tons of different things on the menu. And the only two that I noticed were you can bring a video camera, pay extra, and make your own porn with one of the girls or two
like
of the girls.
Really, really bad idea.
And one of the things, one of the other menu items was shit play, which was horrific.
Cock and ball like enclosure or whatever that was.
It's just the whole thing is just so bizarre.
Yeah.
So strange. And we saw creepy dudes like walking in.
Yeah. We saw some dude with a camera who was all excited about the fact that he could pay them $20 and take their pictures.
Yeah.
You know, one of the things about the trip, what I liked about this trip was we actually stopped places.
Mm-hmm.
And I liked the fact that we stopped at the Overlook. What was that place?
Verbrinsky?
No. Overlook Hotel.
Oh, yeah, the Furnace Creek.
There's a place called Furnace Creek Inn, and it's a high-end resort, expensive. Like, I think the rooms start at $400 or $500 a night.
You're right.
And it's closed for the summer because, you know, it gets 118, 125. I know there was now, but normally it's closed for the summer. And I'm not exactly sure. We had a discussion about what kind of people go out to Death Valley where there's nothing. There's nothing out there.
Nothing.
And you check into this expensive resort. So we walked in to check it out, and there was a good chance we weren't going to see another soul. But we did see a couple people.
We had the place to ourselves.
Yeah. And it wasn't meant to be occupied because things were covered in plastic. And we just kind of walked through the lobby and checked it out. And it was like being in The Shining for a couple of minutes.
It felt a lot like
for
The
real.
Shining. Completely abandoned. And the thing with the valley, with the desert is like they don't pay. First of all, they don't lock much stuff.
No.
I don't know what that's about.
Nobody seems to lock
or close
the gate on anything.
And paying somebody to stand in 110 degree weather and guard the place, I guess, is out of the question. Because guards wearing tank tops and shorts look silly.
Yep. So
it's just kind of like if you're dumb enough and you want to walk in that hot room that has no AC because we're doing a little bit of construction, but there's tons of shit you can take.
Yeah.
We just had the place to ourselves and it was really, really nice. It was very odd being in that place all by ourselves, especially us shooting everything, taking videos.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We got to do that again.
This person's been on hold the entire program. And
Hello.
What's up?
Hey, it's Meat Juice Guy.
Meat Juice Guy. What's happening?
How are you doing? I'm on my way to Modesto right now. I'm in California.
You are living the life.
Oh, yeah. It's a blast.
Are you going to pick up?
We spent the week in the Bay Area, me and my wife and my kids.
My wife.
And we're having a blast. And this is our last full day. We're heading back to St. Louis tomorrow.
Why are you going to Modesto?
Sorry, what?
Why are you heading to Modesto?
Oh, my sister's... my wife's sister lives in Modesto.
Got it.
And she got married this past weekend.
Oh, groovy.
So you still working? Okay, so for those of you who might not have heard that episode, Tyler in his wisdom, sent out a call for the listener to send in horrific jobs that they have to do that are worthy of bitching about, because Mike and I bitch about our daily life all the time. Just Tyler was trying to shame us, pretty much. And you were the winner. Meet You's guy was the winner. What's your name?
Yep.
My name is James.
James? James, why don't you tell us? You know what you do better than...
Well, yeah. I make ground beef. I make giant batches, 3,000-pound batches of ground beef. I get up at 3:30 in the morning to be at work at 5. I work in a refrigerator. You know, it's freezing cold. I'm either dumping huge containers of beef parts into a grinder, or I'm throwing up 60-pound boxes onto a conveyor belt up into a grinder. And, you get covered in nasty, nasty meat juice all day. You know, like I think I said in the email, you haven't lived till you've been splashed in the face with meat juice.
Yes. Tell us about the tongues, the defrosting of the tongues.
The tongues are disgusting. They're the worst things ever. they have these little conical-shaped protrusions coming off of them, and they're just gross.
And they come in frozen, right? And you have to defrost
them? They're frozen or they're tempered, which means they're partially frozen, so there's juice coming out of them, and there's lots of nasty stuff.
That's where the meat juice moniker comes from.
So hideous.
James.
Yeah.
You still friends with your fellow worker over there?
Yeah, we're all good buddies.
Okay. Tell me the truth about the ground beef. Do the tongues make it in there?
Well, yeah, if that's part of the recipe, the tongues make it in.
Yeah, I guess I'm not going to have hamburgers ever again in my entire life.
Well, stay away from the value hamburger, the extra value hamburger. I don't think they sell anything out here in California.
Is that the brand name, James?
I don't make it myself.
I'm not saying any brand name.
Okay, good. I was worried for you there.
I'm not saying any brand.
I thought that was the brand name was value.
Yeah, stay away from the value hamburgers. Those have beef hearts and soy and all sorts of...
What do you go for, like, when you're buying in the market? Lean? Is that going to have less byproducts or?
If you're getting something that says ground beef on it, you're in good shape. If it just says beef, then stay away from it.
What else other than tongues get into the mix there?
Nothing really too gross. There's head meat, which that's probably one of the worst ones.
Do you become so desensitized to it, and this is going to be repulsive, that you're working and you're just tired and you just spit right into the meat because you don't care?
No,
he doesn't spit into the meat, Michael.
You just don't care.
No, but I'm sure that they have you guys got plenty of restrictions, and you got to wear a little beanie on your head, right?
We have people from the FDA and everything just walking around, keep making sure everything's on the up and up. It's a very clean environment. You know, everything is on the up and up.
You don't spit in the meat, then?
No, absolutely. Okay, no spitting in the meat.
Really, though, if it's a tongue, I mean, there's already cow spit on there.
I'm throwing
cow spit is beef, so it's fine.
I'm throwing some random pictures of our trip up on the Facebook page.
That was good. I'm glad that we interrupted you.
I'm just telling you
what I'm doing. I'm not...
And look up beef head meat.
Yeah, I think I have an idea. I've been to Mexico as well, where it's
cabeza.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So did you have a nice trip in California?
California's a great place. A lot of traffic, though, especially in the Bay Area.
How many miles you put on your car so far?
We got a rental car. We figured we must have put 900 miles. Mm,
we did that much driving through Death Valley in one day.
Yeah, a day and a half.
My wife and I got married in Las Vegas, and that was our honeymoon. But for our little honeymoon trip, we drove out to Death Valley.
When?
Oh, wow.
When was that?
Yeah. That was 2 years ago.
All the same stuff's probably still there, right?
Yeah, it's all the same. So, when you're talking about Aramagosa Opera House and, you know, the Furnace Creek, we know that.
Have you been to the Aramagosa Opera House?
We saw it. We didn't stop there.
Mm-hmm. Mike actually did a one-man show in there about 4 years ago.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, that was the story where the family came out.
Mm-hmm. From South Dakota or whatever?
He kind of blew off.
Now I feel worse again. Yeah. Wish you wouldn't tell him.
Sorry. That. Well, that's what happened. But that's did you kill any cats or any animals?
Sorry?
Did you hit anything on the road during your drive?
No, I don't believe we did.
You missed out on one of the great joys of driving through Death Valley. If you don't kill anything.
All right, James, thank you very much for calling in. It's good to meet you.
Yeah, have a safe drive.
It's a pleasure. I'm a big fan.
Thank you, James.
Have a safe drive.
All right, you good.
Modesto.
Sorry, Tyler missed Meet You's guy. Don't say that about where his wife is from.
Well,
not a nice thing to say.
I have friends that are from Modesto.
So that was like my buddy when I was in New York before I was smoking crack, or maybe it was the day after, but we were in Queens and we're on the subway. And we're going through Queens, which is like the L part of the train. Like you're above ground. You're seeing the whole neighborhood. And it's like school was getting out or something. It was rush hour. There's people everywhere. Tons of people on the subway. And my buddy Derek is yelling out, "Queens is a dump. This place sucks." And I'm like, "Dude, people are living here and they're within earshot. What are you doing?" He's like, "Well, if they live in Queens, they know it's a dump."
They do.
Very rude.
Right.
Yeah, but they got pride. J-Lo pride.
Got a good point there.
All right. You know, I don't really have much more to bring to the table. It's been a whirlwind.
Let's wrap this baby up then.
I feel like maybe we should. I was up till 5:30, eh? My brain is still spinning. I got a film vault to do tonight. I was hoping Tyler would call in so that I could, I don't know if you would have been offended, but I was going to do a little research for the film vault.
Here's what I want to recommend to people. If you do want to take a road trip, I've recommended this many, many times. Most people won't do it.
We're doing top five gay characters tonight on the film vault. It's going to be a good one. Top five gay characters. It's hard at first. I did my research, a lot of research, and I came up with like 19 solid picks.
Harvey Milk, was he in there?
He's not. Fuck him and his Hershey's.
Was Twinkie. River Phoenix one?
He didn't eat the Twinkie, though. The other guy. You know what? I never thought about that. But they used the Twinkie defense in that whole Harvey Milk case because the guy that killed him, what's his name? The actor that played him?
I don't remember.
You're not helping. I'm terrible with names. Where's Brian? Honey, Bri, Bri.
I don't remember.
The guy that killed him ate a Twinkie and then went and killed him. And it's a famous case, but they called the Twinkie a defense because he said that he had high sugar, blood sugar, and then he had a sugar low, and it made him cranky, and he wanted to kill someone.
That makes sense.
But the irony there because of gays and twinks and all that.
Mm.
Never thought of that before. I'm sure there's a joke there somewhere.
Here's what I want to recommend to people. First of all, don't go alone. Second of all, if you're in Los Angeles or somewhere close, drive out to Death Valley. Drive by the Opera House, check into the Long Street Casino, eat and drink yourself silly. No. Check in early, then go to the Scotty's Castle. I wouldn't bother with the tour. I'd just check out the grounds, hit the volcano for sure. On the way back, spend the night at Long Street, eat, have a couple steaks, drink to your heart's content, play a couple games, have some fun.
It's just slots, and I was saying this to Mike when we're driving. Okay, there's very little around this casino. If we haven't made it abundantly clear that there's few things out there, you'll drive
pick
and see
anything
nothing.
You want to see or do, and it's not there.
Yeah.
Anything.
I don't know what that
there's
means.
There's no gas station. There's no store.
There's plenty
convenience
of signs,
store.
Though, that say last service station 100
miles.
Years or 100 years, 100 miles.
100 years if you're walking.
It was like 70 miles, I think, 90 miles. But you're driving, you see nothing, and then all of a sudden you'll see a little thing. And one of those little things, it's like a little oasis, is the Long Street Casino. And I mean, it's in Nevada. It's right
on the border,
parallel to Death Valley National Park. And I was telling Mike, if we could pick any, if we're in the middle of nowhere and there's nothing here, this is the kind of place that I would fantasize about. I'd be like, I really wish there was a little hotel with cheap prices. It's like $75.
The drinks are excessively cheap.
Drinks are really super cheap, and they have gambling, and you can smoke inside. So I relapsed, had a pack of cigarettes.
Only casino also that you can be in, and it has these giant windows that have a view.
It's a beautiful view, and there's a pond. There's a little pond in the back with ducks. I mean, it's the perfect. It's one of my favorite places in
Me
the entire
too.
World.
Me too.
I love that place.
It's like it's just a great place to
and
hang out.
And it's empty.
Out.
There's no one there.
Friday night, maybe there were four people there max.
Yeah, there might have been four people. I think they're locals, and maybe four people working.
Mm-hmm.
The only bummer is that it used to be 24 hours a day, and it closes at midnight now.
Yeah,
which
that is totally
that
a bummer.
Sucks. Yeah. So Mike and I, after they closed,
decided to go outside till 4.
Go out in the parking lot and take a bunch of long exposures.
Of a cow.
Which was fun, and I haven't looked at mine, but I think mine are going to be okay, because I just opened, and I'm not going to get into details, but I just, you know, I was far enough away that with my 35 millimeter, I just opened it up all the way, and it's just all focused.
I manually focused everything, and it didn't.
It's right up, right?
You can't manually focus in pitch black.
No, because there's nothing to focus, Mike. So why would you even try and
do
that?
I don't know. I'd do it by intuition. I really did think that.
Our go-to was 30-second exposures, meaning that the shutter's open for a full 30 seconds. And we must have shot probably 40 pixels each.
Yeah, that's a lot of minutes.
That's 80 minutes, right? No, that's 20 minutes. Wow, shit. That's only 20 minutes.
Once you start a 30-minute but it was minutes between exposures.
Right.
It wasn't just like we were just firing constantly. Then Anderson's battery ran out, so we had no more camera for the rest of the trip.
It's true. Well, Mike had a camera.
But if you're going to go to Death Valley, I really think I would recommend.
You can't use my stuff. And I'm like, why? It's very selfish. And he goes, don't touch my stuff.
I'd recommend going with three people, bring tons of water.
That's not true.
And go hit all the places we talked about. Hit that hotel. Stay at the Long Street. Hit the crater is one of the better parts because it is just nothing for as far as the eye can see. And it's kind of weird being out there because you realize how feeble you are.
And we got lucky, too, because the light was perfect. The storm clouds overhead were perfect. There was lightning in the distance. There was lightning overhead. I was afraid we were going to get hit with lightning.
Yep.
I was kind of being a pussy. And I'm like, I don't want to go to the highest point here, Mike. We will be hit by lightning. We learned about lightning glass.
Yes.
Which
we
could be the greatest.
We kind of became obsessed with lightning glass.
The greatest thing that no one's ever heard of.
Yeah, or no one's ever seen. We haven't. I mean, someone's probably seen it. If you guys have any, can you send it to us?
I would bet.
Because we collect it now.
The majority of the listener has never heard of lightning glass. A few people that I've talked to about lightning glass since we learned about lightning
glass.
No
one knows.
My buddy Jason Larrymore, listener of the program at times, he sent me a text. I'm like, hey, I'm in Death Valley. And he goes, well, make sure you look for some lightning glass. And I wrote, what the fuck is that? And we didn't have very good reception. So next chance I got, I went on the internet and research lightning glass, and what it is lightning, certain types of lightning. If it's hot enough, if it hits certain types of soil, certain types of sand.
Silica sand and
there's
stuff
three
like
different
that.
Kinds of sand that it can hit where it happens. And it instantaneously makes some kind of glass.
Yeah.
Like it makes a solid form. It turns all the sand into like a rod. And it looks like spiky and weird on the outside, and it's got crystals on the inside. It's really fucking cool.
I got to get my hands on some of that stuff.
At one point, Mike thought we were going to get so much that he wanted to start throwing our stuff out of the car so that we had
yep, we're going to lessen the weight so we had more room for all the piles of lightning glass that we're going to make a killing on when we come back.
Every time we saw lightning in the distance, it was just like, fuck, we got to go look to see if there's lightning glass.
I do want to get some of that lightning glass.
We need to get some lightning glass.
Yeah. I like driving through that small, those shitty, small, scary towns, too. You're out there and you're like, what the hell? There's just nothing.
But this time of year, too, is really great. It's really hot.
Yeah.
But that makes it less crowded. Plus, there's thunderstorms at the drop of a hat everywhere.
Yeah.
So Mike and I are literally probably nothing for about 30, 40 miles after we cruised out to this abandoned mine where we spent too much time. And we're a little bit worried because there's a pickup truck at the end of the road.
Oh, yeah.
So there's a main road, the main highway. I think it's like the 95. And then you can see as far as the eye can see. And up on the foothill, there's some kind of structure. And it looks like a house. It's like, who the fuck would... There's plenty of that, by the way, going on out there where people just build a house in the middle of nowhere.
So we took a dirt road to check it out.
So we took a right. And it's about 2 miles off the highway on a dirt road.
Anderson's idea. I was against it.
It was one of the best parts of the entire day and a half that we spent, I think. It was... an old mine. We later learned that it was built in between 1895 and 1910. Giant slabs of concrete with giant holes, like 6 foot round diameter holes. Obviously some kind of rendering plant for an old mine. You can see where the pool of water used to be, like an Olympic sized pool. And it's all just out there. And there's graffiti all over it. We took a bunch of pictures and vines of it. But when we're leaving, what we didn't get to focus on was we were a little bit nervous because it was kind of trespassing.
It was totally trespassing.
But there were no signs that said no trespassing.
True.
Because it was Nevada.
True.
They don't care as much. They don't lock shit.
I got to fess up that I was irritated when we were there because of the fact that you left the car running the whole time.
I don't understand why that was a problem.
I don't know. It's just like we were out for like a half an hour and I realized the car's still running.
Yeah, it's a rental and there's
AC.
You
were cool with that.
And Mike's concern was somebody's going to jump in and take off. Who?
Every time
you
my concern was
do a 360.
That.
There's nobody.
I know, but someone might be hiding under a bush.
I don't think so.
What if? Guys, like finally my chance.
I don't like getting back into hot cars. I don't care about the coolant. It's not my car. So
okay. We're
driving away.
It just seems like a waste leaving a car running for like 30, 40 minutes.
They say that if you turn it off and you turn it back on, it expels a lot of energy and gasoline.
They do?
People.
You mean more than just leaving it running in 108 degrees for 45 minutes?
In like places like Alaska and Siberia.
Where they leave it running the whole time?
All the time.
Yeah.
If you ever turn off your car, like in certain parts of Alaska, you're just never going to, that car never starts again, ever. Mm. So we're driving back down, and it's like literally as far as I can see, and we have this one little strip of road, dirt road, that we have to take back to the main highway. And at the bottom of that dirt road, we can see, probably about 2 miles away, a white pickup truck parked sideways, kind of blocking us off from the main highway.
It would have looked like it was blocking the road.
And there's a man standing outside of it, and it's like, oh, fuck.
Yep.
What's happening here? We approach very slowly, and then there's a dead... a mountain sheep, bighorn, dead animal. And Mike wanted to stop to take a picture. So, in effect, what happens is we stop to take a picture of the dead goat or whatever it was. and Bighorn Sheep, that's what it was. And we're 100 yards away from the guy now, and we're standing out. So how passive aggressive did we come off? Like, the guy's standing out there waiting for us to come up to him to talk to us about God knows what, and we just stop 100 yards away and get out of the car and ignore him. So he makes up the difference. He walks towards us, and he asks if we're minors.
Like, seriously.
He wanted to know if it was our mine.
Yep, a guy in a hockey jersey and a guy wearing sandals. Totally not filthy.
And there was no, he was 100% serious. There was like no joke in his question. He just said, "You guys, is that your mine? You mining?" And we said, "No, we're just taking pictures." "Oh, yeah, I was taking pictures up there too. I wanted to buy that mine about 6-7 years ago, but somebody bought it before I had a chance." And the man was just a wealth of knowledge. I don't know how much of it was accurate, but he gave us plenty of answers and also let us know that he owns 3 houses.
Yep.
And then I had to kind of say, "All right, we have to go," after about 20 minutes.
I couldn't take it because the smell of that dead goat thing was killing me.
Goat.
It smelled horrendous.
It was pretty bad. It was rotting. It was a Bighorn Sheep. I saw some wild ones in Zion once.
You know what we didn't see on this trip, which I've seen almost every time, are wild horses. Because you look in the desert and there's just wild horses. Though. We saw a lot of wildlife. I think the foxes were one of my favorites.
The little foxes were really cool. As soon as the sun went down, all the tourists were gone. They all come out from their hiding spots, and they're all over like the parking lot eating the trash and running
around. They were tiny, and they were adorable, and they were not scared of us. And there was more than a few. Like, you'd see one. Scotty's Castle, by the way, which is like a staple out there for tourists. Mm-hmm. I don't want to go into the whole story. It's this gigantic mansion that was built by the equivalent of a billionaire before the crash of the stock market, and he was swindled by a pathological liar, scam artist, to build it. And it turns out it was just a big house to entertain people with lies.
Hello.
But we found it. It's definitely worthwhile stopping there.
If you'd like
there.
To make a call, please.
I don't know if I would do the New York.
Yeah, it was $30 for the two of us. $15 to get into Scotty's Castle. Mike was not impressed. He kind of ruined my entire tour.
Sorry.
I thought it was okay. I thought it was pretty cool, actually. There's plenty of stuff. I've always wanted to see inside that thing. So there.
There we go. Inside.
Hey, Ty, how's the crack in New York? You smoking it?
No, I'm not finding the crack yet. I'm still trying to find the hallowed spot where you indulged, but I haven't found it yet.
It's the sex section. I'm sure there's a few of them, but it was the sex section in Manhattan. I don't know how many filthy sexual sections they have in Manhattan.
Was it Times Square or somewhere?
It was off of Times Square. I'd say about 6 to 8 blocks. What would it be? West of Times Square. I think it's like 5th Avenue and 42nd. I don't know.
Well, I'm near there. I'm definitely near there.
Just go up to a filthy homeless person or anyone who looks shady and say, "Hey, how do I get me some bitches?"
Where did Uncle Andy smoke crack?
Tyler, what's the weather like? Is it nice?
It's actually amazing. It's
what are we, 70?
It's better than LA right now.
Hey, Tyler, you've been drinking tonight a little bit.
I had 2 beers.
Yep, hearing your voice.
That's not that many.
Hey, Tyler, you missed.
I'll fine. Take the joviality out of my wonderful evening in New York.
Joviality. Are you hanging out with Greg?
No, me and Greg haven't hooked up yet. We've been trying, but we keep missing each other.
You need to hang out with Greg just for the story, at the very least. Plus, to hear Mike say it, he's going to show you the time of your life.
I know. Mike made it sound like I will fall in love with this man.
No, he will show you a New York like you will not experience with somebody else. And I don't mean in any way a scary way. I mean you will see stuff. He took me on a whirlwind like 3-hour tour. We had insane food in Chinatown for almost no money. We had amazing desserts in Little Italy. We rode on the front of a subway car. We went to all these landmarks from films. It was just incredible. Great. It was a 3-hour trip.
Tyler,
and I saw
if I was
more.
You, I'm standing with Greg right now. I don't know what's wrong with
did
you.
Did you smoke crack?
All right, what's wrong
we
with you?
We didn't smoke crack.
Why don't you hang out with Greg?
Greg is,
those of you might not know, just filled a gap, or maybe you forgot, Greg is Carano's friend. Who,
hey, Anderson.
Listened to the program once, part of the program, and then said he didn't like it.
Okay.
Never again. Yeah. Hey, Tyler, you missed probably what's the worst show we've ever done.
Oh, really? It's been terrible?
It's just boring Death Valley talk.
Imagine Salt and Sea and Power. But without.
I need to know, I mean, obviously you guys talked about this, but I was very curious about what happened. You guys made all these vines of you being stranded by water, and then I didn't even know if you guys survived.
That's kind of true.
Walking off the distance, and then there was no updates ever again.
Well, the we were tired after that.
You guys actually did compelling stuff on both of the Vine accounts. I was like, this is amazing, and then no resolution at all.
Yeah,
not only that, we didn't find the two hour four wheel drive to get out of there. We just were like so focused on the road to get the fuck out. There's a point where
why did you guys just ford the river when it was first?
Couldn't.
First starting.
It was too late because they were behind us and in front of us. It happened while we were on the long stretch. Ty, you don't understand.
Yeah, but you can go through water in a car.
No, Tyler, we're heroes.
No, you don't know.
The fact that we got out of there, we are heroes.
Trust me on this one. You wouldn't have gone through it.
The cat doesn't think we're heroes.
Yeah,
the cat doesn't think anymore.
I killed my sixth cat.
You killed a cat?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, it was bad times.
Ran right into his face.
Oh, no.
Yeah, you're
it was probably the one that got away the first time you ran.
He moved out to Death Valley where he can be safe.
He was the orphan, and he was like, I'll get away from that madman, and you fucking ended it.
I'm like, how many lives of cat's lives have you taken? Have you taken nine
way,
yet?
At least he was 80. On the way to the cat hospital to see his firstborn kitten.
80?
And you ran him over.
That's not what is the case. How many you killed the mom and all of her kittens? Well, that was like six or seven.
I didn't kill them all because the mom was dragging the dead ones to the side.
You killed the alcoholic dad that had retired to the desert to drown his sorrows with the Indians.
Cat wasn't full grown either, Ty. It was like probably about 7-8 months, if I had to guess. And
Jesus Christ.
I disagree with that. He looked like a large cat to me.
No, it was half size. And the fact that it was black, I thought for sure we were going to die after that. Yeah.
That after that part of the trip, it just became like tedious because mm-hmm. there was no more discovery. It was pitch black out.
Well,
we got to get fucking home.
There were some more rivers that we had to pass over.
Somebody careened off the road in what may have been a bad accident because their airbags all deployed.
Yeah, and no people anywhere. Yeah,
the water that puddles out there is like I've never seen it like I've never. Asphalt covered for miles in rocks and dirt. Miles.
Yeah, there was this one stretch, Tyler, where you could see the rocks and the sand like as though. The water made the road the river for about, I'd say, 4 or 5 miles. It was just, for 4 or 5 miles, there was a river on the road. We missed that part. The water was gone, but all the debris was still there.
Oh, and it wasn't like pebbles. It was rocks that were 2, 3, 4 inches, like rocks. You couldn't go over it at speed.
And we saw a snowplow go by, and that's how they cleaned them, I guess. And this July, a large portion of the roads in Death Valley got washed out completely in late July. And I think it happened again when we were there. Yeah.
It was good.
That is fantastic.
And then we went to Josh. And then I went to Joshua Tree with Jillian. And that was also fantastic.
Anderson can't stop the road trip.
It was the greatest road trip of my life. And it was two halves of it. It was because I came. Mike dropped me off or I dropped Mike off because we had a rental. And then I went to sleep for like 6 hours. And then I was on the road an hour after, maybe 2 hours after I woke up. Back out.
Oh, my God. Stop it.
It was great. And then Jillian was talking about how she wants to set up an AD or just a big road trip with you, Lorenzo.
Just me? Just me and Jillian?
You, Lorenzo, Mike Carano, and Mickey. And I guess I get to go too.
Oh, my God.
Can you imagine how great that would be?
I like it.
That would be pretty sweet. Mm-hmm. Except, we need to do that, and we need to go out with Gordon in the desert.
Who's Gordon? Oh, you know what you missed on tonight's show?
What?
Meat Juice.
Meat Juice guy called.
Oh, Meat Juice.
Meat Juice.
What's his name? Jason? Josh?
James. Like Meat Juice James called us, and he let us know that you don't want to ever buy value ground beef because that includes tongues and head meat. Yeah.
Well, that's a good bang for your buck.
And then
we already knew that, though, right?
Carano asked if he ever gets tired at work and spits in the meat. I don't know why. Being tired makes
just
you
curious. You know, I can see you're tired. It's the end of the long day. You're exhausted. You're miserable. You hate your company. You hate life, and you have to spit, and you're just like, fuck it.
Oh, I can't do Vine anymore, by the way, because a certain kid named JLC has just killed it. There's about 30 updates per minute somehow. I don't know how he does that, but I can't go on there anymore.
36-second updates a minute.
You can unfollow him.
I know, but I don't want to break a start.
I know, he gives us lots of huge shout-outs, by the way.
Huge shout-outs.
Huge.
I think, Tyler, you would have had a nice time on this trip. I think you would have been.
You should have been sitting in the back seat. It would have been fun.
The worst thing is that day, like, it should have been a nice day since it was my first day back at work without jury duty. But there was literally so much stuff that I had to do, and it was before I left for my
That's why we didn't invite you, because we were leaving early Friday, so we knew you couldn't
you
go.
You did invite me, and I told you there was no way I could go.
We invited him?
We did.
Good. Yeah, okay, I felt really bad about it.
Yeah, me too.
As soon as we left and we started having fun, I felt bad. But I was happy you weren't there, because you would have been third wheel.
No, I was literally having
almost
a panic attack, and Tyler doesn't have panic attacks, and I was, like, on the verge. And I was seeing your guys' your videos, and I was like, all I want to do is be in the backseat. And, like, touching Andy's neck.
I love the fact that we did all that those crazy vines and updates and pictures.
And didn't follow
no resolution.
We're safe.
We couldn't have planned it better. I'm glad we did it that way. We didn't even think of it. Because, well, honestly, once we got out of there, it was just like being on the 15 and it was dark and it was boring.
Were a bunch of those, like, did they not upload because you had no signal and then they all
uploaded? Yeah.
Correct.
Because I was like, how is there daylight and how do they have signal?
I got to say, going on a road trip with Mike was the closest thing that I'll ever have to probably going on a road trip with myself, where, like, I didn't have to, like, really worry about him or ask him how he was doing, because I kind of felt like I knew. Like, I was off on one end of the car doing pictures. He was on the other end. It wasn't like he was coming over showing me nonstop what he took a picture of or anything. I felt like I was on a road trip with myself. It was pretty sweet.
I was fairly certain Mike was going to fall off one of those edges that he kept taking vines of.
You know what, Tyler? He came very close at one point of falling into the crater.
Anderson pushed me aside more than a few times.
Yeah, because he was
like, watch it.
And taking pictures. And you're walking along, and all of a sudden, like, you're right on the edge of the crater, and all of a sudden there'll be like a washaway where if you're not watching where you're going, you could easily step into that. And this is after he had already discussed, hey, if I fell like 2 feet down, it's steep enough that I would just get momentum and inertia would just take me to the bottom. So,
but you could, Mike, think of the vine you could make on the way down.
It would rival my car at the gas station vine.
It really would. If you know, Mike died making a vine falling down a mountain.
If I could hold onto the screen. And then it runs out of time before something good happens.
If only it just kept holding onto the screen, it would have been great. Mm-hmm.
I wish you were there to see, just so we could all share the feeling of extreme desolation. Like when you're standing on the edge of that crater, and it's getting dark, and the wind is blowing, and you just look out, and there's nothing for as far as the eye can see.
The three, like, of us, like, where we belong, in the middle of nowhere, where no one can hear us talk over each other.
Week. It's called Wednesday or Thursday.
How long are you out in New York for?
Till the 20th.
That's a long time.
I'm here forever.
I think it'll be a good experience.
So I was in a slinky little hotel for the first two nights.
Yeah.
And then they're like, oh, we're moving into corporate housing because we're like, our company has a big office in New York.
Mm-hmm.
So they have a couple of like condo apartments that they keep for CEOs visiting and stuff like that, whatever. So I'm like, oh, sweet. Like, that's got to be nice, right? I'm in the weirdest, creakiest, like.
What neighborhood? What part of town are you in?
Right now I'm at like 4th and like. I don't want to give my exact.
No, you're still in Manhattan, though, right?
What?
You're still in Manhattan, right?
Yeah, I'm in Manhattan. I'm between 4th and 2nd, or Lexington and 2nd, and between 40th and 50th. I'm somewhere in that quadrant. So if people want to come try and find me, they can.
We're not streaming live, dude. Settle down.
Are you going to go through? Did you cruise through the park and stuff yet?
I haven't yet. I haven't had a spare moment. Everything's in work and being in my weird apartment. So I walked in today, and the first thing I see on the, I'll take a photo of it, swear to God, on this little, it's like this little studio apartment, on the little glass dining table is like a giant 2.5-foot glass dildo is like the center.
Welcome to New York.
You know what glass dildos are for? And I know this only because I work on Loveline. Anal.
Why?
Yep.
I forget why.
It's even got the wide base so that it can't go all the way in your butt. You can get it out.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like putting.
The idea of putting glass in your butt.
Yeah,
it
seems like a bad idea unless it's lightning glass.
Lightning glass would be sweet.
It's actually a thermometer. It's full of balls that like float up and down based on what the outside temperature actually is.
That's like that famous smart guy that used to draw pictures and do science stuff in the 1600s. That's Galileo. It's a Galileo thermometer.
Yeah, it's a Galileo dildo.
Wait, so it's not a dildo, it's just a thermometer, but you thought it was a dildo because you're a child?
Oh, I'm a child, yeah. I'll take a photo of it, and everyone will agree with me.
Drunk tie. I bought one of those for my brother for Christmas. Never once did he make any kind of dildo references or remarks.
Yeah, it's inside him right now. He doesn't want to let you know that he's using it.
I wonder how hot it is. 98 degrees. Hey, Ty.
What?
I can't remember.
Wow, great, thanks.
Yeah.
That was exciting. Little segue.
So we're not streaming this right now, so you can give your exact location because it won't post for a while.
Well, I'm not going to go in and edit it, and you guys aren't going to.
You don't have to edit this. Oh, you're... How long have you been there for?
Edit it. I'll post it tonight if you upload it.
All right. How long have you been there for?
How long have I been here?
When do you come back?
I just told you on the 20th.
I was out of the room doing technical shit.
Oh, sorry. Apologies. Yes, I come back on the 20th.
I'm sorry, who?
What?
Yeah, he's really early, but yeah, I haven't come in. I'm sorry. I'm greeting people as they come in. Group Love's on the show tonight.
Oh, Group Love. They're big fans of our show.
Yeah, well, they're about to be on it because he's about to walk in this goddamn room right now.
Yeah. You should have him on.
I've never heard of Group Love.
They have a
Me neither.
On the radio.
I never heard of that either.
Mm-hmm.
Radio, Mike?
Nope.
Hey, Tyler.
Never heard of what?
Have you ever, Mike, do you think he's ever heard of it? What we're searching for out there? I'm going to say no.
I'm going to say no as well.
You ever heard of lightning glass?
Lightning glass?
Lightning glass.
Is that obsidian?
How does lightning glass not be? How does not everyone know about lightning glass?
No, now that we know about it, we're.
Is it lightning that hits sand and turns it into glass?
Yes.
Yeah.
Nice.
Apparently, Death Valley is a place for lightning glass.
You can just have us.
But you didn't find any.
We looked. We didn't look really hard. We were obsessed with it. Every time lightning.
Well, we looked.
Wilson
Clark, did you find anything? No, we looked.
We looked, though. Kept our eyes peeled. All right, Tyler, have a safe trip.
All right, boys.
Enjoy New York.
I'll send you more Toynbee tiles when I find them. That one that I sent you was a different one.
Post some pictures, man.
What Tyler's talking about is Toynbee Tyler's Resurrect Dead is a great documentary that I've recommended highly up and down, back and forth, all over the
very
place.
Very good.
It's about a crazy man who put tiles on the streets all over the United States as well as outside of the country. And
I've been here for 2 days, and I've seen two.
Tyler's just found a couple. I saw one in Pittsburgh a while ago. And the biggest national park in the lower 48 states? Any guesses?
Toynbee Park.
Tyler, I'm turning you off.
I don't know.
Death fucking Valley.
Oh, okay.
Godspeed.
Good one.
Godspeed. May
Is
God
that
be,
it, really?
May God
that
be
was
with
a
you.
Fun fact.
Ty. Good night.
What?
Oh, hey. Jillian gave me a quick little fact. It's a little random fact before the show's done.
All right.
I don't know if I believe it, but cockroaches apparently, when they see humans, they have the exact same reaction as humans have when they see them. They scurry away, and they've been seen, witnessed, cleaning themselves and freaking out. Like they say, oh, God, a human.
That is good to know.
I don't believe any of this for a second, but I like the visual.
Hey, can I have a minute to say something real quick?
Mm-hmm.
No.
So the trip inspired me to watch when I
have
had
to go soon because that band I've never heard of is here.
So I was looking at movies to purchase, documentaries to purchase. I was looking for that one you told me about that's on HBO. They don't have it available even to purchase.
Sunset Strip?
Yes.
Yeah.
So I ended up watching a documentary that won an Academy Award in 1950 called Contiki. And it's
about, oh, my God. I've talked all about that to you.
Oh, did you really?
I love Contiki.
Here's what I love about it. A bunch of guys, like tall, skinny, white guys with blonde hair, had a theory that people in South America, Indians, would raft over to Polynesia, and that's where a lot of their culture came from because he noticed some of the artwork was the same. So he built a raft out of balsa wood, and five of his friends hopped on it, all scientists, with a radio ham operator in 1947, and they drifted for 101 days until they hit an island, and the boat was destroyed, of course,
by the
coral. Why don't
you just give away the whole story?
No, but I want to say it was kind of horrifying. They're out in the sun. There's no sunscreen, and they're just frying away, and then they eventually land on this island where they're stranded now because there's a lot of islands, and they use the ham radio to contact some people, a couple of people in the United States, a couple of people over here, a couple of people in Australia, and they call for help, and they're eventually rescued, and the thing is a success. They save a kid's life who has a giant boil on the top of his head. They do all this stuff. But the thing about it that makes it so stereotypical 50s and so stereotypical how much better people were back then is they do everything with a smile on their face and a cigarette in their mouth. And they're burnt to a friggin' crisp, and they couldn't. The minute they get to the island, they hop up on a goddamn palm tree and hack down coconuts and start having a party and build a bonfire. And I was like, this is amazing. They always have a smile on their face, and they're like real men.
They were like Norwegians, though.
Yeah. Well, there's an American in there, but there's never a point where it looked like there was any complaints. It was just like, look what we're doing. We could die any moment. There's no safety boat. That shark whale that was surrounding them.
Whale shark, yeah.
Yeah, the whale shark where the mouth was open on one side of the boat and the fin was on the other side. It was like 30 feet long.
Hey, I might make you really happy right now or you won't care. Tyler, or maybe you'll be kind of happy.
You stopped recording?
Maybe about 70% happy. No, I'm recording. I watched Contiki, the documentary, right after I watched the movie, Contiki.
What was the movie?
What?
It's called Contiki, and it was up for best foreign language film last year.
And what is it?
It's the story of that exact trip.
But
it's
it was
the exact
a movie
same thing,
made
but it was a
it.
Movie, yeah.
Really?
You should watch it. It's the exact same thing, but it's like shot really well.
Do they have the big smiles on their faces?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Like, they're total men.
The main.
I'm so fascinated about big smiles.
Because
here's the thing, Tyler. If it was us on that trip, I'd be freaking out the whole time. Hey, I gotta get sunscreen.
You know what?
Tie. And watching these guys just sitting out there in their friggin' underwear, like in the sun, baking with
Mike doesn't freak out nearly as much as he makes it. Like when we found a giant scorpion that was like maybe 3 feet from our faces, and he was wearing sandals, he wasn't really that freaked out.
No.
When he was driving through rivers, I mean, he was confident, and he's a lot of it's an actor. He lets himself get that way. He's a strong man. He's a very strong man. I don't think he could do Contiki, though.
No. It did sound appealing for a moment.
Not Contiki material.
That's a good T-shirt. Can't do Contiki.
I gotta do.
Mike Kalantiki.
I gotta deal with Love Group.
All right. See you later.
All right. Bye.
Thanks for listening,
Is that what they're called?
Bye.
God be with you.